Blog Talk Radio.
Okay, good morning. You should all be awake now. It's time to grab your favorite beverage, sit back and relax, and listen to Morning with Jesus, the show that allows you to hear the messages from the divine and make a difference in your own life today. And we will start, as always, by introducing ourselves. So, DC, why don't you tell everyone about you?
Thank you, Barbara. Good morning, everyone. Barbara and Spirit have told me to refer to myself as Magical DC Love. So good morning, everyone. This is the Magical DC Love. I'm an angel intuitive, a conscious channel, a healer, an empath, Reiki master, teacher, and of course, a radio host. And I'm certified with the American Federation of Certified Psychics and Mediums. I channel and bring forth divine guidance and healing from Jesus, Mother Mary, the Ascended Masters, the angels, and every now and then, the not-so-divine Joan Rivers. I connected with Joan when she was in a coma. At that time, she threatened me, and we've been together ever since. But the really, really beautiful thing about my connection with Joan is that she's left the door open, and others have walked through it. And that has given me access to the most amazing and fascinating mixture of divine stars. And I feel that it's provided me with the ability to relate and work with a wide variety of clients. But prior to these life-changing experiences, my work background had been in law enforcement. I've now hung up my 357, and love is my revolver. Love is what I am. It's what I do. It's what I listen to. Good morning, everyone. This is the Magical DC Love.
Thank you so much, DC. I don't think I'm quite awake yet this morning, so I will go from here. I am Barbara Amazing Grace Reynolds. I am a freedom and empowerment life coach. I help people step into their power, purpose, and self-confidence. When they work with me, they gain clarity and understanding about their past choices and their future opportunities. This helps them to let go of their habits, fears, and limitations so that they are no longer living stuck in problems. Now they are living in solutions and manifesting their dreams as they embrace self-love and self-acceptance. I always stand in the energy of unconditional love with everyone that I work with, and any session with me is a safe place where nothing is judged, giving everyone the freedom to be. You can learn more about DC Love or myself by going to my website at divinelyguidedhealing.com and click on the tab that says Morning with Jesus. Scroll to the bottom of that page. You will find pictures of the Learn More buttons. DC's Learn More button will take you to DC's website, so that's another way you can connect with DC. And the Learn More button under my picture will take you to more information about me. But feel free to look around the site. There's lots of information there, lots of things that I've learned that I'm sharing with you. All right, so it is time now for us to start hearing the messages. So, DC, what messages do you have for us today?
Well, Barbara, a few minutes before, you know, we were ready to go on air, I heard, embrace your uniqueness. There's no one quite like you. And each of us do have unique qualities, and we're on our own unique journey. And I was getting, you know, just really live your own uniqueness. So with that being said, I was guided to a little prayer, and it's called Unconscious by Shalini Brawl. Angels of creation and protection, thank you for allowing us to be in the flow of life with ease, love, kindness, and support for each other. Angels of transformation and power, thank you for our uniqueness as we have grace and courage and allow ourselves to be free. We know that we are in your loving arms. We know you are with us every step of the way. We are all a piece of a puzzle, the universe. Our unique creations, voices, talents, and gifts all contribute to one masterpiece, consciousness. Angels of abundance, thank you for lovingly taking care of us. We always have what we need, and we always have access to the abundance that the universe provides. Angels of artistic expression, thank you for guiding us to be the best creators ever. Plants have been seeded by you, angels, for us to grow into beautiful flowers, singing and dancing amongst Mother Earth. Create playtime and guide us to be in the joy of life. Angels of light and peace, thank you for allowing us to shine our light to the world. It is a light which sparks, ignites, and connects us. So, Barbara, that was a little prayer that I was guided to read after getting the message, you know, that embrace your uniqueness. And prior to that, I heard, hello, DC, and I listened, I'm thinking, who is that? It was Wayne Dyer. And he was just checking in with us, Barbara. He said he really loved our show, and he just wanted to say hello to us. And I had connected with him a while back, and he wanted me to just, you know, give his message again. And the message started off, it's impossible for you to be angry and laugh at the same time. You have the power to choose either. The best medicine. A day without laughter is a day wasted. A good laugh can heal a lot of... We all have the power to choose food. Choose happiness. Words carefully. Show the world the best version of yourself. If something happens, act. It's your choice how you live life. Happiness is cool, but... And life is 1% what happens to you and 99% on how you react to it. So the message had started out, hey, DC, hi, Barbara, it's me, Dr. Wayne Dyer. Telling us how much he enjoyed our show, Morning with Jesus, and he said, I can't think of a better way to start the day. And he started off by saying, you know what, if you change the way you look at things, you will change the state. True happiness resides with you. You can't look outside of yourself to be happy, because that truly would be a mistake. Happiness comes from the way you think. There is no way to happiness. Happiness is, in fact, the way. You have everything you need for complete peace and happiness right now. Live each day as if it were your last, because life is not a dress rehearsal. The future is promised to no one. Find something each day that stirs the passion within your soul, and stir up the gifts of God. Stir up your soul and ignite your spirit. Find the gifts that God gave you and blend them with a little bit of spirituality, wisdom, and, of course, humor. And tap into your limitless abilities. And he said, before I go, I'd like to say, don't die with your music still inside you. Value each precious moment that you have. And please, just be yourself, because this allows your soul to grow and expand, allowing you to live your dharma, which is your highest calling or divine purpose. And remember that your thoughts create your reality. Everything that comes into your life is supposed to be. If you look deep enough, you'll always find a blessing, because it is a perfect universe. And hope that you can view the world in a whole new way. And he just said, you know, I love you all. And that was Wayne Dyer's message. And then I have another little message, and it's from Jesus. Dearest children, today I invite each of you to live a conscious life, one of awareness, living a life of choice and becoming aware of all the decisions you are making. In doing so, you let go of worries of the past and worries of the future, and as well, you are able to find joy and fulfillment in the now. You need not struggle with each day. You need to become fully present in each moment. Each of you are very special to me, and I want you to live each life, not just exist. I am talking about having a life that you want, not one that you settle for. You must realize that you are worthy of such a life. So why not live a life of grace, greatness? You are so important to me and to the world. You are here to do a job that only you can do. Are you ready for this transition? I will help you to connect with your own inner guidance. You simply need to remember who you are and that you are deserving of the life that you've envisioned. I'm here to empower you to create the life of your dreams. Connect with your true essence and focus on what you believe about yourself. I want for you what you want for you, nothing more, nothing less. Maintain a positive mindset and become more enlightened and conscious of your true potential. Being able to act on what you know, then being able to grow and to expand your consciousness and live a life of purpose. You are here to achieve your greatest self. This is what evolution is all about. You are here to make a difference in the world. And I will help you to find meaning in your struggle and to see beyond it and give you the courage to make the changes needed, no matter how difficult they may seem. You see, each circumstance you face is a gift, and in each experience lies a hidden treasure. I have given you the tools to create the life you've dreamed of. Today, consciously choose to make a life rather than to continue to exist. Use your special tools, your gifts, and your talents to live the fulfillment of your God-given dreams. I love you, Jesus. And Barbara, those are the messages that I was guided to bring forth today.
Wonderful. Thank you, DC. I feel like I'm almost awake now. Okay, so let's see what Jesus wants to say now. My beloveds, it is time to wake up. It is time to wake up to the truth of who you are, to the truth of what your life is about. And you'll notice we emphasized your, because it is your life that you need to be concerned with. It is the only life you are responsible for. It is the only life that you have all this power in. Start living your life. And we know that there are some of you who have dedicated your lives to helping all of the people that you feel need to be helped. And while we think that this is an interesting way to live, we want you to not ever forget about you, about what's important to you, about who you are, about what you want to create for you. Because it all starts with you. You are the center point of your own life. And this is true for each and every one of you. And from your life, create so much in the world. But it all starts with you, with your beliefs, with your joys, with your sorrows, with everything that you feel. So never forget about you. Never forget about you. And remember, your life is filled with choices. Your life is filled with beauty. Your life is filled with so much more than the negativity that you've been taught as part of your life. Don't forget about you and your power to create and the love of the Creator that is within you. You are wonderful. You are special. You are unique. You are everything that you've ever been looking for. So start with you. Allow yourself to truly see truth of you. Okay. That's what he wanted to share.
Thank you, Barbara. I didn't get to hear it. I'll have to listen back in the archives. I just kept getting knocked offline, so I am back.
I know. I just looked up there, and it showed that you had been dropped, and I was like, where did DC go?
Then all of a sudden, it just the show started like all over again, and I'm like, oh, my goodness, something's crazy. Something crazy is going on, but it's okay. I'm here.
Okay. Well, as long as you're here, that's what's important.
Yeah,
all right,
yeah.
So we've reached the part of the show where you guys get to ask us questions to hear your messages or whatever it is that's on your mind. So if you would like to ask a question, be sure and press the number 1 now so that you can put that lovely symbol on my screen. And I thought someone had done that before, but that's gone. Okay, we've got one back. So this is area code 330. Hi, who's this?
Hello.
Hi.
Hi, how are you this morning?
Doing great. How about you?
I'm okay. Going through a little bit of turbulence. I feel stuck in my life, so I want to know what Jesus thinks I should do next, kind of thing.
Okay. That seems like a perfectly legitimate question. Let's find out what he wants to say. Okay, DC, you get to go first.
Hi, hon. This is DC. Thank you for calling us this morning.
Thank you.
The first thing I got was the word love, hon, as soon as, you know, you said hello and you came on. And I'm getting, like, right now is the time to really, like, open your heart to love. And this is going to help for you to have, you know, more understanding and gain the wisdom that you're needing. Okay? So the first word, like I said, was love. And I'm getting also, just know that, you know, the angels are with you as you're going through, you know, these major life changes. And I'm getting that, you know, that you're stepping into, like, a beautiful new path here. And, you know, stay brave, stay courageous, be optimistic, because I'm getting there's a lot of, like, changes coming your way. And they're all positive changes, okay? And they're really important because it's sort of, you know, in alignment with your divine life plan, okay? And just trust that everything that happens right now is going to be for your highest good. And you're bringing in new opportunities, beautiful circumstances. So I'm getting it's all good, but I'm getting from Jesus, he's saying, beloved, you know, your mind right now is filled with such old thoughts, not only like old thoughts, but mostly like someone else's thoughts. It's important now, especially now, to change your mind about, you know, some things that you've had there. And, you know, when we change our mind, that's, you know, we evolve. And every human thought that we have and every human action that we have is either based upon love or fear. There's, you know, there's nothing else. There's just these two things, love and fear, okay? And I'm getting to, for most of your life, you've, like, lived the effect of your experience, and now you're invited to be the cause of your experience. And this is what's known as conscious living, okay? So Jesus is asking you to reflect and think, who am I? And who do I want to be? And he's saying, beloved, oftentimes you do not remember who you are, and you do not know who you want to be until you try out, you know, a few ways of being. And that is why honoring your feelings are so important. Well, that's the first part of my message. Does that make sense to you?
Yes.
Okay, and I'm getting, please don't give, like, any power to, like, negativity, no negative words. Try to speak always by yourself. And make your communication loving and peaceful because, you know, when we let the negativity in and everything, it is a human emotion, but it really is upsetting, and it really doesn't serve us. So if we try to just speak, you know, from our higher self, we let go of those lower energies, okay? And the lower energies bring us nothing but pain, and you have the power, you know, to really change things for the better. Okay, so when we try to choose words of peace and of love, that dissolves anything that is not love around us, okay? So if you've had, like, any throat issues at all, because sometimes when, you know, we're in that state, we do have actual physical throat issues as well, okay? And it causes, like, an imbalance. Okay, so you're just asked, like I said, to release, like, all that is no longer serving you. And I'm getting your, honey, you're very intuitive. And you connect with angels. I don't know if you've consciously put that out there, but you've asked your angels to come in and communicate with you, and you're already doing that. I see you surrounded by like 100,000 angels, okay? So all you have to do is maybe like meditate a little bit, and you're going to really see how easy it is to communicate with your angels. And by doing that, just, you know, whatever you're feeling, whatever you're thinking, maybe you'll see a vision or you're hearing a sound. These are all your angels, okay? And if you're not getting, like, a clear enough message, just ask them to give you, you know, a message with greater clarity, and you'll get it, okay? But just keep doing what you're doing because, your intuition is becoming stronger, and you're going to be hearing your angels very clearly, okay? And I'm getting, you've got so many things. Like, I'm seeing, like, you know, like, this way. So you've got so many things that you're trying to, I guess, like, think about, work on. Getting your energy maybe a little bit scattered right now. And just think about maybe, like, one or two things that are really important to you. And then ask the angels to come in and help you. Because when we try to focus on too many things, we really don't even do one thing, like, you know, to the best of our ability. Okay? So center yourself and, you know, look upon what you have to do and what is your highest priority right now. And ask the angels to come in. They're going to help you to manifest the goals, okay? And I'm getting the word success around you, okay? So the only way to, like, really get the success and to get what you're wanting is just to bring your attention back into, like, one or two things and then, you know, go from there. And please just, you know, smile and notice how beautifully healing it is. I mean, it's healing to you and it's healing to others that are around you. When is the last time that you watched, like, a funny movie?
It's been a while.
Because the angels, okay, because laughter is the best medicine, as we know. And the angels are handing you a divine prescription saying, please, you know, smile and just watch something funny. And you're going to be, you know, so filled with positivity, it's going to feel amazing. A significant, like, an insignificant little thing like a smile or a laugh is going to make you feel better, but it's going to just go outward to others around you as well. Okay? So the angels are saying, please, you know, remember to smile, even if you have to write it on a piece of paper and keep it near, but you've got to remember to smile. Okay? Do you know what the chakras are, honey?
Kinda, yes.
Okay, well, they're the little energy centers in our body, okay? And they keep our, you know, our body in balance, mind, body, and spirit. And there's little centers, and they catch, like, all these little energies, and, you know, that could bring down our vibration. So I'm getting that, you know, you're asked to really, like, maybe just, like, look up a chakra, you know, meditation, and you're going to find out, you know, when you start, like, you know, doing a little meditation, how much better you feel. And while you're doing this, we have Archangel Metatron with you, and we have Archangel Raziel. Metatron is going to bring balance to all aspects of your life and clear your energy. And Archangel Raziel, he's our magical wizard, and he's going to help to teach you deep spiritual concepts and philosophies, okay? And when you do this, you connect with, like, these two beautiful archangels. You're going to see how you ascend, okay? It's going to be almost amazing, okay? And just know that you are, you know, you are connecting with the angels and you are connecting with God as well. And that's the messages that I have for you. I hope that helped. And I'm going to turn you over to Barbara.
Okay. Thank you.
Okay. So let's find out what Jesus wants to say to you today. My beloved, what we ask is that you change your language. That you take that lovely word stuck and you just get rid of it because you are never stuck. Sometimes you reach a point in your life where the choices that you feel you have don't really appeal to you. And so instead of making one of those choices, you simply make no choice at all. It's not stuck. It's a matter of choice. We want you to focus on what it is you actually desire in your life. Most people spend most of their time thinking about what they don't want. What you don't want is not important. What you are creating is what you do want. Make sure that you spend your time focusing on what you do want. Because when you are in that energy, you are in the flow. And when you're in the flow, you're not stuck. You can't be. It's time for you to let go. We see so much in your life that you are not pleased with. And it's time for you to let go. It's time to stop believing that all of that garbage has here. We have a beautiful team of angels who are working on you as we speak, who are clearing out all of that clutter, all of that stuff that just is not you and has no place in your life, and you really don't need it. And don't worry. If they clear out anything you decide you need, you can bring it back. We are not trying to control your life. We are trying to help you to see that your choices are what creates what you experience. That you are the one who determines how your life flows or doesn't flow. That it's up to you, the freedom to choose. We do not dictate to you what you should and shouldn't do. That's not the way it works. That's not the way the Creator created it. We're not going to take that power away from you or anybody else, even the ones who beg us to take it. We don't. Each of you has the power to choose. Each of you is creating your life. Know what you are thinking about, what you are focusing on, because that is what you are creating. And that is why we encourage you to stop thinking about things you don't want. Because if you keep thinking about them, you're simply creating them. And if you don't want them, why do you want to create them? Shift your focus to what you truly desire. You know how to do this. You've done it over and over in your life. It's time to start opening up to what you actually want. And recognizing when you have beliefs that you have that, that's absolutely impossible. Because those beliefs aren't true. They never were and they never will be. And you get to let them go. So we are asking Archangel Michael to pour our chakra cleaner into your crown chakra, and this will go down through all of chakras, clearing out the energies that you really don't need and bringing you back into alignment with the unconditional love of the Creator, the truth of who you are. And you feel this chakra cleaner flowing down through you, opening each and every chakra so that the energy can flow, and releasing anything that might be stuck, because stuck is not who you are. You are a beautiful child of God, and it is okay for your life to change. It is safe for you to be who you really are. It is safe for you to know and express love. It is safe for you to live your greatness. And we ask that you take a few nice deep breaths. Just all the changes which are happening to you now. And know that you are loved and you are never alone. We love you. Okay, that's what he wanted to share with you. Ooh, how does that feel?
Beautiful. I thank you very much.
You are so welcome. And don't forget to focus on what you actually want now and let the rest of it go.
I will try.
No, I don't want you to try. I want you to do it. All right. Thanks so much for calling, and take it easy because they're still working on you. Okay, our next caller is from area code 830, and that's 3708. Okay. Let's see if my computer can work. Ah, there you are. Hi, what's your name?
Hi, good morning, Kathleen.
Hi, Kathleen. How are you?
I'm okay. How are you, DC?
I'm doing good, Kathleen. Thank you.
So what can we do for you today?
It's just been a tough time, and I just wanted to see if there was any messages.
Okay. And DC, give Kathleen her messages.
The first thing I got, Kathleen, as you said your name, is to remind you that Jesus always keeps his promises to you, okay? And just listen to your intuition and your guidance, because you also have the angels with you, and they're helping you to really, you know, to continue on your beautiful path. Try to stay positive and, you know, expect good and wonderful things, because I have, you know, abundance is coming your way, and you truly deserve it, okay? And I'm getting, you've got to go within. You have such strength. You have such light. You have such wisdom. Please listen to what you're, you know, you're thinking, you're feeling. All of this, you know, our thoughts create our reality, okay? So make sure that, you know, you're thinking about something that's really beautiful, and you're spending time doing something that you're really passionate and enthusiastic about. And this is the way that you're going to manifest the life that you so deserve, okay? And please just continue doing to really pursue your true passion, okay? And just be true to yourself is the message, Kathleen, okay? And very powerful, and you are, you know, you are fulfilling, you know, your spiritual destiny. I'm seeing it's going to be done in beautiful, creative, and joyous ways. And I'm getting, you know, your finances are going to be fine. There's going to be a lot of material abundance around you. Everything is going to come, though, in divine right timing, okay? And as you continue on your path and you're serving your divine life purpose, you're going to see, like, the abundance magically appearing. And it's going to come in a steady flow, okay? And I'm getting, Kathleen, this is saying, beloved one, you are and you have always been and will always be a divine part of the divine whole. And he wants you to remember that. And you know that nothing happens by accident. There's no such thing as coincidence. And, you know, there's no, you know, there's nothing random that happens, okay? And he wants you to see yourself as this magnificent being, Kathleen, okay? And let love propel you forward into the world, and then fill yourself with the beautiful experiences of who you truly are, okay? And I'm getting, Kathleen, please surrender. Release and surrender, okay? The angels are with you. They want to shower you with all these beautiful blessings of love, and they ask you to open your arms and just release, you know, that which you're holding on so tightly to, okay? And when you do, you're going to hear, you know, the angels' love coming your way, and you're gonna feel their assistance, okay? You've been trying to do things, I'm getting, like, by yourself, okay? And the angels are saying, Kathleen, we're here for you. We want to help you. We have the answers to your prayers, but first, you've got to surrender and release the situation, okay? And it just means by surrendering it, you know what? You don't have to struggle anymore, okay? And when we emotionally let go of the situation, we allow divine wisdom, you know, that you know, comes from our higher selves as well, to really give us that solution we're looking for. And does not mean that we're giving up. It's just saying that we're, you know, we're sure that we're going to have a better outcome, okay? So okay. Please, instead of struggle, allow the angels to come in and assist you. And
okay.
Once you ask, please don't worry about the how. Leave that to God, the Creator, because He sees things from a heavenly perspective, okay? And as you do, you're going to feel the, like the tension release from yourself, okay? And as well, like, avoid any kind of power struggles with others, okay?
Okay.
Is what I'm saying. Does that make sense to you, Kathleen?
Yes, it does.
Okay, and you give so much of yourself, Kathleen. You're such a giver, but you don't take time for you, okay? Make the time to just, you know, give to yourself in some way that's joyous to you. You really need a little bit more balance of your life, okay? Because I see, like, the receiving end is on the right and the giving end is on the left, and we have these scales, and the scales are tipping so much to the giving, and the receiving, like, is not even coming up into balance. And you really have to have balance to keep your energy, and energy, like, high and joyous and everything. So please know that, you know, you need a little time just to give to yourself, okay?
Okay.
So think about it. Like, you know, maybe it could be, you know, something that you like, just a little something that you want to do. But you've got to appreciate yourself as much as you appreciate others, Kathleen, okay? And just know that you are connecting with your angels. You're receiving the guidance that you've asked for. And you can trust what you're receiving.
Okay.
Okay? So you've already connected with the angels, and they're giving you guidance. So just know what what you're getting, you can believe in. And
okay.
The angels want you to believe in yourself, okay?
Okay.
And just know that, like I said, every step along the way, they're going to be with you. All you have to do is just every now and then, you know, check in with the angels, and they're going to continue giving you the guidance that you need and the reassurance. And you're going to have the emotional, the spiritual, and the material comfort that you're looking for, Kathleen, okay? And
okay.
We have a beautiful angel coming forward, and his name is Bath Cole. And he's saying, "Beloved, be not afraid. Speak music for all to hear. Your voice is music for all who seek the light within themselves. Your voice is a song carried on the wind of change. It is a melody of loving kindness. It is a song of your spirit and your heart. Choose your words carefully. Words once spoken are forever engraved upon the ears of those who listen. Kathleen, speak for yourself. Beloved one, speak for others lovingly, gently, with courage and grace. And above all, do not be afraid of this day." And like I said, Kathleen, you have the whole, you know, angelic realm around you. You have all these beautiful guides. And just appreciate all the beautiful divine helpers that are around you at this time.
I will.
All you
thank
have to
you.
Do is say a simple thank you, you know? And just sometimes, you know, we get so focused on the future and what we want to achieve and stuff that we don't even notice what we have, like, right now in this moment. So take a moment and just be grateful and, you know, for what you have and show appreciation, you know, for everything and everyone. And you're going to see how good you feel, and it's going to make a difference, Kathleen. And that's the messages that I have for you today. I hope that helped. And I'm going to turn you over to Barbara.
Thank you, Dee.
Okay, Kathleen, here is what Jesus wants to say to you. My beloved one, you underestimate yourself. You've underestimated yourself for most of your life. You actually don't believe that you are as capable as you are. You actually have no idea of how capable you are. It's time. It's time for you to allow yourself to be all that you are. Don't hold back. Don't let fear run your life. Sometimes you have to step out there, even when you're not sure of exactly what you're stepping out there for or what you're stepping out there into. But you do it because it feels right to you. Trust your intuition. Trust that we are with you. Trust that you can create anything that you desire. That the limitations that you experience are not real. And you do not ever have to stay within the lines. Like when you were a child and you were taught, you must color within the lines. No, you do not have to color within the lines. You don't have to even recognize that there are lines. This is your life. This is your creation. Make it as big and beautiful and wonderful as you desire for it to be. This is about you. This is about waking up. This is about making conscious choices. This is about trusting. The Creator is within you and always will be. You have enormous amounts of power. Use it. Use it to create your life. While it's absolutely wonderful that you want to help everybody else, help yourself first. Make you the focus of your life. It's not about them. Don't worry. They each have the Creator within them. They can do anything that they desire to do. It's about you. It's your life. The Creator did not create you so that you give your life away. You don't have to worry about becoming a saint or a martyr. Those positions are already filled. You get to be you, and there is only one you. Do not let your own life pass you by. Do not make other people more important in your life than you are. It's time for you to recognize yourself, to love yourself, and to open up to the greatness within you. It's time for you to change. And we are always with you. And we hear everything you say. And we guide you. We guide you as you are willing to accept the guidance. Know that we are here, that everything is fine, and that you will always know in your heart what your next step is. So trust. Okay.
Thank you very much. That was
you. You are welcome. Sounds like you've got a lot of great stuff to look forward to.
All right. I thank you both for the reading.
You're welcome, Kathleen. Thanks for calling.
Thank you.
Bye. Thanks, Kathleen.
Thanks.
Bye-bye. Okay. And our next question. Okay, waiting for my computer again. And our next question is, and it's from Truth Seeker, and the question is, I've been betrayed by someone that I work with, who I thought was a good friend, a good person. I want to know what happened and why this person did what he did. Also, what is RT's impression of me now? Okay, DC, did you get all that?
I heard it. I didn't. I'm trying to like zone in on RT and trying to get a little bit of a message. Barbara, do you have anything right off?
No, I hadn't even thought about it yet.
Me neither. Okay. I'm trying to.
Well, I'll
but I am,
let Jesus. Okay, go
yeah,
ahead.
Go ahead.
Say what you're getting. No, you go ahead. You're ready. So.
All I'm getting, Barbara, is like this relationship. It's like my shoulders feel heavy, you know, and it feels like it's like too much is what I'm like. I feel like my shoulders are getting heavier and heavier. And truth seekers, you've got to know that you're not responsible for everyone's, you know, feelings. And you've got to let, you know, others sort of, like, take care of themselves as well, you know? So that's what I was getting. I'm like, this relationship, wow, like, much is the first I felt like it's way. Okay, and I'm getting also from Jesus, be careful because you always get what you create and you're always creating, you know? So, and if you like, you know, what's happening in this relationship, you know, with this person, you can choose to, you know, create another relationship. I'm getting the word sacrifice around this relationship. I'm feeling there's a lot of tension. I'm also getting, it's sort of like, even when words aren't said, like in a manner of, I'm sort of getting like, there's like an emotional battle going on. And truth seeker needs to really go within and really like to look at the situation, you know, from a different perspective with an open mind. And I feel like then, you know, the situation is going to be a little bit clearer. And just know that, you know, things can always change, okay? And, you know, when we have hope, you know, there's always, you know, hope that, you know, things can get better, okay? So just, you know, pray about the situation, give it to God and the angels, and above all, like, never give up hope. I feel like truth seeker right now, Barbara, is in a state of pain, is what I'm getting. And Jesus is showing me, like, a beautiful spice that's coming up. And with each day, you know, it's a new beginning. And each day our heart, like, really has the ability to heal a little bit more. And truth seeker, I'm getting for you to get the answers that you're looking for, I'm feeling that you really need to get outside. You need to get a little bit of fresh air, okay, is what I'm getting. And it's amazing, you know, what that fresh air can do for your soul. Not only your body, but your soul. That beautiful walk is going to, you know, help you to just go outside. You're going to clear your thoughts. And you're really going to feel, like, better, okay? And I remember, like, when I was little, and my grandmother would make all of us kids go outside saying, you know, how good, like, fresh air is. And I truly believe that, you know? And, you know, if it's too cold to get outside, just try to, like, get out a little bit. Make sure that you have, like, your blinds are open. The beautiful sun is coming in. And you're going to feel so much better. But you've got to remember that, like, our bodies, they crave that, you know, that the oxygen and everything. So we really need to, you know, get outside even for a few minutes and just take a couple beautiful breaths, okay? And you just, you know, you'll feel so much more rejuvenated. Okay, and Barbara, that's what I have for Truth Seeker.
Okay. All right, so here is what Jesus wants to share with you, Truth Seeker. Beloved one. Ah, the word betrayal. Many have beliefs that I was betrayed. And actually, it was just all a part of what needed to be in order to create what I was there to create. So change your beliefs about betrayal. Instead of seeing yourself as being betrayed, see yourself as being shown something that you really didn't want to see. Because when someone is showing us something that we really don't want to see, we try really hard not to see it. Take down the blocks, the walls, take off the blinders. Everyone in your life is reflecting some aspect of you. Even when they are doing something that you don't think is appropriate, that you feel upset about, they are still reflecting some aspect of you. It's time for you to look and see what they are showing you. This betrayal is actually a gift. It is an opportunity for you to see something within you that you haven't been willing to accept. Nothing is ever done to hurt you. It's always done to show you. Everything in your life is about you, including all of the other people in your life. This is an opportunity for you to learn the lesson, for you to grow, to embrace who you are, to make the changes that you are being shown. Life can get better. You ask what someone else's impressions of you are, and we ask that you let that go, because it really doesn't matter what anybody else thinks of you. It matters what you believe about you. Know that life is not meant to just go along merrily on its way. Nothing ever upsets you. Nothing ever changes. Everything is what you expect. It was good yesterday and it'll be good today, because everything is just absolutely wonderful. You're going to have changes in your life. You're going to have ups and downs. You're going to experience things that make you go, well, what did I ever do to deserve that? And instead of taking it as a personal attack against you, take it as an opportunity for you to see. Because that is what it is. There's nothing wrong here. There's nothing wrong here. And so we are having the angels lift those beliefs, those burdens off of your shoulders, and see things with clarity, so that you can understand what is there for you to understand, and so that you can easily make the changes that you are being shown that it's time to make. Everything that happens is for your highest good. Let yourself accept that. Be okay with it. Forgive the one that you feel betrayed you. Open your heart and really forgive. And we're not saying that this relationship will go back to what it was and will be absolutely wonderful, because that's really not important. It will be what it is being. It is your growth, your evolution that is important. Don't miss this chance to really see and to make the changes that are important to you. Everything you need is there. Accept and move forward. We are with you, and you are doing fine. Okay, that's what Jesus wanted to share with you. And it certainly felt good. So we will now move on to the next caller. And the person I was going to call on has disappeared. They've been disappearing off and on all throughout the show. So, okay. We will go to the caller from area code 443. Hold on, area code 443. My computer's being slow. There we go. Hi.
Good morning. It's Kathy. How are you?
Wonderful. How are you, Kathy?
Pretty good.
So, what can we do for you today?
I would like a message on my spiritual path.
Okay.
Thank you.
Sure.
Hi, Kathy. This is DC.
Hi, DC.
Thank you for calling in today. It's a pleasure to speak with you.
You too.
Okay, the first message that I'm getting is just that you've got to have faith, okay? And I'm getting, you know, just a little bit more faith than you have, because you can't see, you know, your path clearly now as we're connecting. And just, you know, give it to God. Hand it over. Let it be in His hands, Kathy, okay? Because His infinite wisdom is really going to, you know, help you to move in the right direction. And what I'm getting up until this point, you've sort of tried to, you know, you've sort of tried to do everything on your own. And now you know that, you know, you do have divine support and it's there to help you. So at this time, please, you know, allow Jesus to come in and help you that beautiful path, okay? Because
yeah,
as we know, you know, like he can see our future. And Kathy, your future is going to be beautiful. He's saying it's going to be so bright, okay? And I'm getting, you're going to enjoy such
beautiful moments as you walk along your path, and it's going to take you into a beautiful tomorrow. And he's saying, Kathy, there's nothing to be, you know, afraid of. It's not scary. Life itself, it's not scary, unless, of course, you know, you're attached to the results. So he's asking, are you going to remain in a place of fear? Or, Kathy, do you choose to be in a place of love? Where are you now? Where are you coming from as, you know, we're connecting today? Okay? So I'm getting too for you, like I had for one, like the last caller. You really have to get outside. I don't know how the weather is where you are, because I'm getting, you know, you're confused about your path, and you're sort of like almost like lost that connection to yourself, to your inner self. And if you can get outside, you're going to hear the guidance of the nature angels, and you're going to hear your soul speaking to you. And I feel like there's going to be a beautiful, deep healing on a soul level. Okay, you're going to clear that beautiful energy field. And you're sort of going to get out of your head, and you're going to connect, like I said, with, you know, your inner self, okay? And you have a beautiful, deep connection with nature. And,
yeah, I love,
you know, nature is calling you. Kathy, come out, reconnect, breathe in the beautiful air. You know, if it's warm enough, you know, like walk barefoot, feel your feet as it touches the soil. Run in the rain, hug a tree, you know. You know, smell the beautiful flowers. Nature really revives your spirit, you know. And I'm getting, as you're out there, like I said, the nature angels, you're going to get some beautiful, beautiful information and guidance, okay? So as you talk to those trees, talk to those beautiful flowers, hug that tree, and you're going to feel so restored, and you're going to see how your light just gets brighter and brighter and brighter, okay?
Yeah.
And
I just have to wait. I just have to wait till spring, that's all. But, I mean, I can go out now.
Well, even a couple minutes just outside, a brisk walk will help, Kathy. And I know that you feel like you need, you know, you need guidance right now from God and from the angels. And I'm getting just, you know, trust what you're getting within. The angels and God, they believe in you. And just know, you know, you do know what's best for you. And don't be afraid of making decisions, okay? Because you're surrounded. You have an entourage of angels, ascended masters. Jesus is with you. And even, you know, even so, just sit quietly inside and, you know, go within and listen to your inner guidance, okay? This is, like I said, this is hearing your higher, you know, your higher self. And within that higher self is the voice of God himself, okay? And you're going to be able to say, you know what, this feels good. This is what I want to do. You're going to know that that is, you know, that is the guidance from Jesus, Kathy, okay?
Oh, wow.
And you have an angel with you. It's an angel, Shamshael. And he's saying, beloved Kathy, begin again. There is much before you. Begin again with each breath, with each footstep, one in front of the other, with each thought, choosing to think differently. Begin again, Kathy, with fresh eyes, seeing yourself and others with compassion. Kathy, please dust off your dreams, beloved child, and begin again. Okay? So what I'm getting is, you also need to just a little bit more flexible, okay? And again, I talked about like going outside and just envision like a beautiful tree. It's really, you know, it's really like, you know, they're really solidly planted into the ground. But yet we see how the branches can bend. You know what I'm saying? You're this beautiful tree and you're going to remain strong no matter what is going on around you, okay?
Yeah.
So you need to be flexible right now. This is what the, you know, the angels are saying. And be willing to learn new things, okay? But yet keep your feet firmly planted on the ground and, you know who you are, okay? And just, you know, have an open mind. Stay curious, stay open, stay aware. Be flexible, but of course use common sense, okay? So just try to, like I said, try to be flexible and adapt right now at this time. And, of course, do not, you know, not compromise on what's most important to you.
Right.
Okay. So that's what I have for you, Kathy. I'm going to turn you over to Barbara, and thank you so much.
Thank you.
Okay, Kathy. Here is your message from Jesus. My beloved one, you have no idea of how wonderful you are. You spend so much time being the light to so many that you forget about you. We want you to notice you, to do the things that bring you joy, to make yourself the most important one in your life. And we don't mean this in one of those self-centered, selfish kind of ways. We mean in the way of one who recognizes their value, that recognizes the good that they do, that recognizes that they deserve to have all of their dreams true. You are like one of those trees growing in the forest. And you may have felt when you were little and growing up that you were among all of those huge, tall trees and that they knew so much and you knew so little. And it made you feel small and insignificant while you were feeling protected and watched over. And now the tall trees are gone. And you are the tall tree, but you still see yourself as the little sapling. I want you to start seeing yourself as you really are, to recognize that you are the beautiful, magnificent tall tree, that your roots go deep within the earth, that you are supported and loved, and that everything you desire is yours simply because it's yours. You don't have to prove it. You don't have to jump through hoops. You don't have to demonstrate that you're good enough. The Creator is within you. The Creator knows you. The Creator loves you. And there's nothing you have to do to make that happen. It's already happening, and it always will be. So now you have the chance to really look at yourself, to really look life, to decide what it is important to you, what it is that you want to create, what it is that you want to feel. And we encourage you, since you connect with trees, with nature, to go out, hug a tree. We know that right now there are no leaves on the trees. It seems that everything is so dormant, and why on earth should you hug a tree when there's nothing to feel? But the tree is alive, and you will feel the energy. That energy is always there. So hug a tree. Ask the tree questions, and you will get answers. Always get the answers to any question that you're asking. Open yourself up to receiving what is there. God loves you. God is there for you. You are important. Okay, that's what he wanted to share with you.
Wow, thank you for the beautiful message from both of you.
You are so welcome. Oh, now you make me want to go out and hug a tree.
Me too. I'm going to wait till I get home. I'm a tree hugger.
Tree huggers of the world unite. Okay.
That's right.
All right, Kathy, have a great day and hug lots of
you
trees.
You too. All right.
Okay.
Thank you,
DC. Bye-bye.
Bye.
Okay, well, we have taken care of everyone who had their hand up. The hour is up, so I guess that means it's time for us to end the show. And we appreciate everyone who called in and who shared who they are. And that's what this show is all about. We will be back on Thursday, and we encourage everybody to go out and hug a tree.
Yeah.
People all over the country just hugging trees now.
I'm getting from the angels, Barbara, that just simplify as much as we can because we're going to have more time and energy. Just try to simplify everything.
Sounds like a great idea.
It does.
All right. Well, that's our show for today. We appreciate each and every one of you, and we love you. So we'll talk to you again on Thursday. Thanks for listening, everyone. Bye-bye.
Bye.